So today is Easter Day, the day of Jesus' resurrection. Happy Easter. Now last week, the clergy Bible study downstairs, and the bishop said a couple of things. Well, no, I don't want to say that. He said one word that happened to really catch my imagination. And he said something like, well, Easter time is like a Super Bowl for us. Does anybody know what the Super Bowl is? Even I mean, come on. Super Bowl? Super Bowl? No more hands? Yes, okay. Just think, if it was March, it would have been March Madness, and I think that's basketball. But anyway, here is my metaphor. Jesus' resurrection, our Lord's resurrection, rising from the dead, Easter Day, is the best. It's the eternal winning of all games, of all Super Bowls. Can you imagine a team winning the Super Bowl every single year? That'd be awesome. Well, Easter time for us is us winning with Jesus. And that's the only way to win, the only way to go with Jesus. Actually, we can't ever lose with our Lord. But now let's think about it with this metaphor. Who's the coach? God. Who's the quarterback? Jesus. Who's the team? All of us. And hopefully one day, everyone in the world. And how about the cheerleaders? Think about that. Who are the cheerleaders? The angels, yes. The angels in heaven. And how do we win? I said it already. We win with Jesus, our Lord. And what do we want to win? Our salvation that Jesus has given us, and eternal life in his heavenly kingdom. For who? For just ourselves? No. Yes, for ourselves, but for all people. All others. Now, if we're a team, what do we have to do if we're a team? Well, we have to, first of all, listen to the coach, God. Then we have to try and catch the pass from the quarterback, right? Yes? Yes? Okay, good. Then we have to run with the ball to make the goal. We have to get to the goal. And then just give me a little bit of leeway here, because I'm sure I'm expanding the metaphor. It's not quite right for football, but that's okay. We're going to pass the ball to others so that they can make it to the goal too. And they can pass it back to us. And then if we're a team, we have to be in shape. We have to train. And we have to constantly, constantly train. And it's not easy. We are to always be focused on our Lord's Super Bowl. So now, if we want to catch the pass, the ball, and then pass or throw the ball to others, because we can, all of us, we want to make or attain that goal. What's the ball? What does the ball represent? Well, the metaphor, the ball is God's holy word, God's mighty deeds, God's love, and his forgiveness. We are passing it on. So, I'm going to ask Larry, the deacon Larry, to come and help me. And if it gets a little hectic, I'm going to maybe pick on somebody else. Okay? So here we go. After the Bible study, I went home, and then I had to come back to church because my laptop wasn't working, but it is working now. And I found little footballs, okay? Now, I really was unhappy because it didn't say something like Jesus loves me or Jesus saves, but I got mini football, and they're cute, so get a hand. Okay. Yes, we're having a ball. So here we go, okay? Don't worry, I'm plenty. So if we have the ball, what can we pass on? We can pass that real. Catch the ball. Okay? We confess that God loves, that God forgives, that God cares. God cares. Okay. Next, Larry Churcher. And then God gives us Jesus. That God delivers. And that God saves. Okay. And God that frees us from sin and death. Okay. Now, thank you. Jesus, did you get one? Got baptized. Then Jesus what? He prayed a lot. Read the Bible, he prayed a lot.
So is that the Ark Man?
Yes. Anybody else over here? Yes. Oh, that was a bad one. Okay, look it up. What else did Jesus do? Jesus went, not to church. He went to the temple every single day. Jesus read the Bible. And what else did Jesus do? What else did Jesus do? What else did Jesus do? He listened to God. And then he did what God wanted. Jesus did God's will. Go ahead.
Now,
we have more? Yes. Okay. You get the rest. Okay, now we're almost done. We're ready. Anybody didn't get one yet? Anybody? Okay, now here's the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We can cast that off too, right? Okay? What does that mean? Faithful? Peaceful?
She wants a green one.
Kind? Loving? Merciful? Joyful? Patient? Putting off secret from one another? I can tell you this as far as you can tell you. And being self-controlled. And also what else did Jesus do when he was on earth? He went around healing and caring and nurturing and teaching. And what else did he do? He prayed for people. He was always praying and healing. And he helped others. And he taught us to feed the hungry and to clothe those who don't have enough clothes. We're to take care of one another.
Any more balls?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Go ahead. I'm rolling. Yes. Okay. Oops. Yeah. Did anybody know? Died for us, and he rose again. Is that why we're here today?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Jesus gave us his life willingly. So we are to pass on all that our Lord has given to us personally, and all that he has given to others, and what he wants to give to the entire world. We can pass that on. So, let me find my last page. Everybody, if we can remember to also take this to heart, not just now, but when we need, just take it to heart. Ponder on it, like Mary pondered it in her heart. And remember to follow God's will. We want to worship him, and love one another, as God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit deserves. So, here's the end. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.